It's August, so here and now, resident chef Kathy Gunst's garden is bursting. Maybe yours is too, or maybe you can get to a farmer's market, pretend you grew the stuff yourself. Either way, Kathy has some great ideas for what to do with this bounty. Kathy, hello.
Hello.
Great time of year to be a chef, or like, you know, Jeremy and me, maybe, you know, kind of take a whack at it with, you know, other stuff other people have grown.
Great time of year to be an eater. I mean, I don't think that there's a better time. There is no reason to be buying anything that's suffocating under plastic in a grocery store, right? If you're not gardening and you don't have a pot of tomatoes on your patio, get to a farmer's market and buy something that was picked that morning because you will taste the difference.
Yeah. It's been pretty hot this year, though, especially in the Northeast, in California right now. How does that affect your garden?
It's dry, but then we just had a whole burst of huge rainstorms. It's super erratic. The weather's a bit crazy, but the garden is very lush right now.
Well, and look, you grew this like round thing that looks like a fritter.
It came out of the
Are
ground.
Are you sure
like
you're
this.
Not a food writer? Because that was a beautiful description. That round thing is a zucchini and mint fritter. So you could call it a pancake. It's like a corn fritter. But I have a garden filled with zucchini and yellow squash. And every year, it's that age-old question, what do you do with it? Literally, you can drive down the street in my neighborhood and see baskets saying, take me, please.
Yeah.
You know, people can't get rid of it. So here's what I did. I grated some zucchini and some yellow squash. I picked a big handful of fresh mint. I threw a little bit of yogurt in there, lemon zest, lemon juice, and a bit of panko or breadcrumbs to hold it together. And I just sauteed it in a little bit of grapeseed oil or canola oil. And it's this fresh, beautiful tasting summer
fritter.
Well,
the mint makes everything better. I
mean,
this is so delicious.
Like summer.
Yeah. We've made fritters before where you we do like maple syrup on them. But this,
yeah, you don't need a thing.
No,
so then on the side of that is a very simple yogurt sauce with fresh mint, scallions, and some Spanish Marcona almonds. You can use regular almonds. You can use pistachio. The texture's really, really nice with it.
Oh, boy.
You've also got a salad here that has some tuna in it, which I assume you didn't.
She grew it.
Didn't come out of your garden.
I live in Maine. I just threw a line out my bedroom window and reeled it in. This is my take on the classic Southern French Niçoise salad. I did use fresh tuna. I know how much you love, Robin, canned tuna, but this is a gorgeous piece of fresh bluefin tuna.
Julia Child. I had lunch with Julia Child once, and she popped open a
can of
tuna.
I knew you were going to tell this story.
She also loved McDonald's French fries, too.
Hey, more power to her, but this is with fresh tuna, okay? Let's focus here.
Okay.
No, it's okay. Those are green beans from my garden. They're nice and thin still and delicate. Those are potatoes from my garden. Hard-boiled egg from my neighbor. Some summer tomatoes, fresh greens, arugula, baby romaine, and then anchovies, a classic flavor of southern France, which you either love or hate. I used white anchovies, which are milder because I can't get enough of them.
They are milder.
And this is a main course salad. This is not like the side thing. This is dinner.
So this year, I've actually got a little bit of a garden going. And one of the things I've noticed is that unlike everything else, the tomatoes like need water constantly. They need so much water. But you have taken your tomatoes and turned them into a tart.
Yes. I have because, you know, I mean, I could eat tomatoes three times a day. And I will for most of the month. This is a galette, also a French tart. It's extremely simple. You make, I know, you're probably thinking, yeah, simple for you. No, but it's true. I did make the pastry. And the reason I made the pastry is, A, because it's better, but because I filled it with fresh thyme and rosemary from the garden so that the pastry has this wonderful herb flavor. I'm just going to tell you, because I know you don't believe me, Robin. It's flour and the herbs and some butter, and then I throw ice water into the food processor. I never touch it. I wrap it in the refrigerator or pop it in the freezer till it's chilled, roll it out, and then I took fresh ricotta cheese and I added basil, fennel fronds, rosemary, and thyme, and grated lemon zest. Do you get the lemon there?
Yeah.
So the pastry's lined with this ricotta mixture, and then all these gorgeous August tomatoes. And you flap the pastry over it, and you throw it in the oven and bake it. And that also is a terrific dinner.
And as always, the recipe and the techniques, everything at hereandnow.org, which will crash as people go to get it. But you mentioned the tomatoes, and I could also. And, oh, I just, you don't, when you say you didn't touch it, if you work the dough too much, you get the oils from your hands get all
particularly
messy.
If you're a hot woman like me.
Yeah. It just
I do. Yeah. I run hot and I tend to melt the fats down. So this way the machine does it for you. But if you don't have a food processor, use chilled butter and work quickly.
And tomatoes. Julia Child also told me, never put them in the refrigerator because it ruins that ester.
Could not agree more.
Yeah. Well, explain ester, the smell, the essence.
What it does is that it just chills all those juices, and you're stuck with like a February tomato. Don't do it. Eat them quickly.
I have one other question for you, which is, are you supposed to do when you have too much and you've got thyme or you've got oregano or something you're growing and you need to save it? I mean,
depending on how, like right now in my kitchen, I have a beautiful bouquet of just fresh basil in a vase with water, and it'll keep for a week like that. Otherwise, you want to slightly clean it, wrap it in some paper towel, keep it in the fridge, keep it separate from the fruits because the fruits have a ripening agent that causes veggies and herbs to become overripe and die faster. But eat them every day.